You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
We have Autofacts in the studio right now. Autofacts has been on a unique journey that started with a voice in her head telling her to paint, but it had to be big. What better place to start than the streets of Europe's, where Autofacts discovered painting on walls was her passion. Now, Autofacts creates inspirational public art, creating large-scale murals for clients and community partners. And here in the studio with us tonight to talk about passion, murals, and being a DJ is Autofacts. Welcome to Mag Sync Radio.
Yay!
Ah, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, we were just... confounded by Tin Head, but you guys were all...
Don't say we. That was you.
We,
yeah, that was
we. We were all dancing. We were. It's
they were
true.
Dancing.
It happened.
I was mesmerized. Who is Tin Head?
Tin Head is... So I used to own a record store many, many years ago. So
here in Madison?
It was in Milwaukee.
Okay.
So, and it was actual vinyl. And during that time, I met my friend... Tin Head, and he lives in Madison. He's a producer and DJ and makes amazing beats. So
good
yeah,
stuff.
I mm-hmm. DJ some of his stuff out. So yeah.
I think we got to keep that in the rotation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was really fun.
It's fun.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's our new bring it in bed. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Autofacts, voices in your head told you to paint. And that passion led you to Europe. Tell us your backstory. I mean, who is Autofacts and how did you get started?
So,
voices in your head?
Okay, let me clarify. When I said voices within, those were voices with the voice within my heart, not my head. Yeah, so the voice within my heart, there's a map within our hearts. All of us have it. And mine was screaming that I should paint. So... I've been an artist since birth, basically, and that's just who I am. But I grew up in a time and place where it wasn't a profession that was encouraged. I still hear, wow, this is what you do? Like full time, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I'm an artist, you know? When is this going to be accepted? So...
Yeah. Do you have a degree to fall back on?
I do not. I am a self-taught artist, so that is part of my story. So my parents were trying to make ends meet, and it was really hard because I wanted to go to art school, but they couldn't afford it. And being that art wasn't really encouraged as a profession, I didn't know what to do with my life. So I was very lost, and this is going to sound grim, but I thought that work was something that you did until you died. And, you know, that was it. You didn't enjoy it. Mm. So I thought that dreams were reserved for people who had money, you know, people whose parents had money or people with money. And I wasn't allowed to have them. So I said no more. And I finally listened to that voice, and I encourage other people to do the same. So I knew that journey that brought me to the streets of Europe where I was painting wasn't just for me. It was for everyone. It was for everyone to discover and hear and listen finally to that voice within their hearts, no matter what it's telling you to do. It doesn't have to be telling you to do something crazy, like give up everything and go to the streets of Europe to paint, but... Are you happy? Yeah. Are you doing something that makes you happy? And if not, why not? Start listening to that voice.
We are hearing from Autofacts tonight, and I'm already enjoying this conversation. My uncle worked at a paper mill his entire career after the Navy. But I remember his retirement party, put up his glass in a toast and said, I hated that job every single day. But I'm done. And if any of you feel that way, please change what you're doing. So you are bringing this art to life. You're bringing your story. What was it like to be able to go to Spain and paint murals in spaces all over the place? I mean, did that solidify with you that, yes, I can do this?
So it wasn't that I got to go to Spain. I made it happen.
There you go.
So that voice in my heart said paint. And everyone thought I was crazy. I sold my things And I listened to that voice because my first painting that I made as an adult was 6 feet wide by, I think, 3 feet high. And it wasn't big enough. I just wanted to go bigger. So I found a cheap place in Barcelona that I could stay in. And back then they were cheap, you know, don't try it now, but I found a really cheap spot to stay. And I didn't know people who painted there. I was guided by my heart and intuition solely. And I'm like, I'm here to paint. I'm not going to give up. And that first day that I was painting street art, so there is a difference between street art and murals. So at that point, I was painting street art. And that first time that I was on the street painting, I was home. You can't explain it when your destiny is unfolding within you in that moment and you know it and you feel it. And as I said before, I knew that I wasn't just doing this for me. This was a journey for so many people. And now it makes sense looking back, but I wasn't allowed to give up. I wasn't going to let myself give up. And it's been great. It's been real hard, though. I'm not going to act like it hasn't been difficult, because it still is a lot of times. I mean, I'm heartbroken, you know, some days, because there's so much effort put into what I do to get the job done or even get that work. And it's crazy, but yeah. I'm still doing what I want to do and what I love and what I'm passionate about. And it shows, and people see that, and they don't just see what I'm creating, but they're seeing what I'm doing and why I'm doing it.
Yes.
And that makes a huge difference. Like you were talking about your uncle,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's just,
when I'm having a bad day, I think about that story.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Think, okay, I am fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And it, as you said, it can be tough some days. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lighten it up, though.
Yes.
What about the craziest place that you've ever had to paint?
Oh, my goodness.
Were you hanging upside down? Were you doing in summers? I don't know.
Yeah. My real street art name is Batman. No, I would say, you know, now that we're talking about it, one of the craziest places has been jail. I was not incarcerated personally, but I was working with the men in jail, but also, I would say an abandoned tobacco factory in Madrid, Spain.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was incredible. There were just caverns upon caverns of this incredible and not so incredible street art, and graffiti. And as I was spray painting, the wall was blowing apart onto my face and my body because it was just ancient dust, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it was incredible. And then people think about this and they glamorize it, but there were drug addicts outside the door shooting up. I was warned, keep everything on your body as you're painting. So I shouldn't say a lot of stories like that, but very unique stories like that where, yes, you have to watch yourself and trust your intuition in those moments, of course.
I think you could write a book after all of your adventures.
I am writing a book.
Okay.
Did you actually know that? Because, yes.
I did not.
I am writing a book about this journey.
Oh, I can't wait to read it.
Seriously. Yes. Okay. I'm presently writing a book.
It's, that is excellent.
Yes.
I'm glad.
Yes.
Why Spain?
So I have always been drawn to Barcelona since I was a kid. I mean, it's another piece where I feel like that map in your heart tells you, you know, and you feel at home in certain places that you travel to. And I had been there once before. And when I was there, I felt like, this is me. This is an expression of me. And just the architecture and the art that I had seen growing up, I had always wanted to go, and when I did go there, I was inspired by some of the beautiful street art. And when I wanted to paint bigger, it was like that I just knew. I just knew I have to go there and I have to paint.
And you did it.
And I did it. And wow. Everybody thought I was crazy. And that was a time when...
Well, aren't they the fools?
And it was a time when murals were not popular yet in the U.S. So that is another layer where people were... Or street art, you know? It wasn't hot to be a street artist at that point. It was like... No, seriously, are you going to get a job? Like,
where can we see your art around town? Do you have some stuff up?
I do. So I actually, if you want to check my website, there's a great record of the stories. So I do a lot of community work in addition to working for clients or companies, etc. So, and I do public art as well. So I work with a fabrication firm and we create art pieces together, but I have under the Monona underpass at the end of Monona Drive, those waves. That one.
Yeah. Okay.
And I have a couple on Monona Drive. I have a couple on Atwood, Ohio Tavern. I decorated the outside and inside.
Wow.
And oh my gosh. I'm trying to think of all of the other ones. It's like when
so
someone
what,
asks
what
me,
is your website so we can kind of find them?
It's audifax.com. That's AUDIFAX.com. And then Rusty Bee Lounge, House 360 in Verona.
You play as a DJ at the Rusty Bee Lounge in Fitchburg.
I do.
Is that correct? And,
yeah.
You have a bunch of upcoming shows. Tell us about those quick. What
yes.
dates?
So I typically, so next Saturday, I'm going to be playing there from 7 to 11. And so that is on, I believe it's the 27th, next Saturday.
Yes, 27th? I believe so. Yeah. Yes.
So the 27th, I'll be playing there. And I usually play there the last Saturday of the month. On Halloween, though, we're going to have a party. So it's going to be on Friday. On Halloween the 31st, we're going to do a costume party. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be amazing. It's a great spot if you haven't been there.
Yeah.
We're just going to have a blast. So that's going to start at 7 p.m. I'm sure we're going to go later than 11. It's going to be nuts. You got to come out.
I also want to ask you real quick about, Instagram is great for photos, obviously, and photos of your work.
Yes.
You gave us your website. Audifax.com. Sorry about that. AUDIFAX.com. What about Instagram? Are you on there?
Yes, I am. And I also just finished a piece in Sun Prairie for a mural fest. So definitely check that out. So that's the latest on my Instagram, which is Audifax Art. So just find my hashtag or my at Audifax Art, my name on there. It's the same for Facebook, Audifax Art. So, yeah.
We will share all of this with
Please
all of
do.
Our listeners. Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. What a wonderful conversation. Please keep doing your art.
I shall. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming in to talk with us.
Of course.
All right. Audifax, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
So
right now, we have another song from a local band that we call Porky's Groove Machine. This is Sad. You're listening to Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.